Wow, he just stopped singing. All of him. That was Kevin Gilbert, of course. Shadow Self from the Thud album, the regular version, because we have more than one. Okay, yeah. That's another story. I've got something I'm going to share with you tonight. I'll probably hate myself in the morning, but that's okay. It's worth it for a laugh. Before I start this story, I want you to think for a second of a toilet seat. Now, a toilet seat goes round, and it goes into the back of the toilet with two screws, right, that hold the whole contraption in place. And then underneath the toilet seat, there's these little, I don't know what you call them, knobs that cause the toilet seat to sit elevated over the actual commode by, about an inch, maybe, a half an inch. Right? Okay, get that image in your mind, and I'll tell you this story. I've been married for, almost 20 years now, but I'm kind of, you wouldn't know it by talking to me, I'm kind of an uptight guy, okay? I've never, ever had the wife, I still lock the door when I go in to sit down in the bathroom, okay? I'm just one of those, I've never seen the wife, I don't ever want to, and I don't want her to see me, it's just one of those things from childhood, I guess. But this morning I went in, and as soon as I sat down and got down to business, I looked over and realized there's not enough toilet paper for me to take care of what I need to take care of. And I go, oh, crap. Pardon that. What am I going to do? So I yell out to Kathy, Kathy, what? You know, I think she feels the same way. She didn't want to hear me calling from the bathroom with the door closed. Kathy, bring some toilet paper and set it outside the door, all right? So I wait until she was leaving for work, and I hear her drive away. So, okay, it's safe. Now, I needed this toilet paper for a reason, right? I'm out of it now, but I'm not done needing it. So I'm sitting on the toilet. The way the toilet goes, it's right, if you open the door while you're sitting down, it hits your knees, right? Your knees are right there at the door. So I open it. I can get it open just a crack enough to reach through and get the toilet paper. I look out, and it's not where I can reach. It's pushed behind the door, so I can't reach it without opening the door all the way. All right. So, again, I can't really stand up because I got something going on there, right? You know what I'm saying? So I think, oh, okay. I'll just pull my knees up and push them to the side far enough that I can work this door open, you know, and I start doing that, and I'm pushing to the side and trying to got my knees up, and I'm pulling open the door, and suddenly the bathroom toilet seat breaks. The little things holding it to the back, the two little screws that I mentioned earlier, one of those broke off, and the toilet seat slides to the side, and the recessed part goes off the edge, and my ball sack is trapped between the toilet seat at the commode. So I'm sitting there in excruciating pain. I get this shooting pain. Go, ah! And meanwhile, I get the other, and I'm trying to reach it. Oh, I nearly died. I'm lucky to be alive tonight and tell this story. And I bet you're glad I did, aren't you? Yeah. Okay. Glad I got that off my chest.